I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
What's stopping you? Are you too tired? Didn't get enough sleep? Don't have enough energy? Don't have enough time? Is that what's stopping you right now? Don't have enough money? Is that the thing? Or is the thing that's stopping you, you?
You have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. No, you have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
Some of you just don't understand. Some of you have been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work. But there's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. You need to find someone to oil those fucking gears up. So check it out. This is a mindset. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But there's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you fucking have. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But if it is, it's gonna be your ass. So make that a motivation for you. Stay hard.
If you're gonna be successful in life, you gotta understand that there is a sense of urgency, that there are only 86,400 seconds in a day, and you gotta not only operate in them, you gotta do it quick, you gotta do it fast, you gotta do it in a hurry. Why? Because there's somebody else who's on the same track you are. Somebody else, they're on the same path that you are. It's somebody else just like you trying to do it, and sometimes they're working just as hard as you're working. They're putting in just as much sweat, just as much tears, just as much blood, but you just gotta do it what? You gotta do it faster than they do it. You gotta do it quicker than they do. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Pick up the pace. You walking too slow. Pick up the pace. You moving too slow. Pick up the pace. If you want to finish sometime, you can't just finish. You got to finish fast. You don't have as much time as you think you do. You master the present. That's why I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because if you're getting up at 6, you might be smarter than me. You hear me? You might. You might have more privilege than me. You might. You might have more resources than me. You might. But I'm going to get up earlier than you, and I'm going to do it quicker than you do it. I'm going to do it faster than you do it. So by the time you get up, with all your privilege, by the time you get up with all your stuff, I've already finished the race.
There's always someone out there who's working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Knowing that that's someone out there that's willing to forgo personal desires and comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best. In life, a lot of times, a lot of us have that person out there. It may not be a name or a face to them, but he exists. You make sure in life, when you think about that person, you make sure they put a name and face to it. If you make sure their name and face is yours, you do the haunting. Get in somebody's head. Own space. In all times when you want to quit, because we're all human, you make sure you remember one thing. All those times, hours, days, you sacrifice to be the best. Stay hard.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees.
And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
The battle is actually in your head. You're not going to hear noises. You're not going to hear gunfire. You're not going to hear any explosions. It's not that kind of battle. What's in your head is weakness and laziness, and they're not attacking, they're sneaking around. They're poisoning the strength in your brain. All you have to do to kill procrastination is just start. You just go, and procrastination dies. So don't wonder how you overcome procrastination. It's easy. All you do to overcome procrastination is go.
What the fuck are you waiting on? We sleep one third of our fucking lives, and we think we can take fucking days off. We think we have the right to sit back and give ourselves fucking options on which way we're gonna go in life. Am I gonna run today? Am I gonna work out today? Well, it's my birthday. You think time gives a fuck that it's your birthday? You give yourself too many fucking options. Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. Keep on sitting around wondering what the fuck you want to do. You're just gonna run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the fucking crowd. They may take time off, but you can't afford to.
Life is always giving you a test. Trying to give you a way out. Trying to give you an excuse not to show up. You gotta have the mentality to show up every fucking day of your life. No matter what life throws at you. It's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for fucking battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Take it upon yourself to do that. Stay hard.
Where you trying to go, you might have to give up some friends. You might have to give up some opportunity. You might have to give up some stuff to go from good to great. Everybody talk that talk. Everybody talk about going to the next level. Everybody's talking it until it's time to pay up. And when it's time to pay, there are people who are not willing to pay. You're going to have to sacrifice some sleep to get this one. You can't get up at the same time. You're going to have to sacrifice some friendship to get to this one. You're going to have to sacrifice some entertainment to get to this one. And the only way you prove to yourself that you really want it is that you no longer hit the snooze button. You no longer lose focus when you're studying. You no longer take shortcuts. You no longer playing games. You are willing to do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes to get to that milestone.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
What happens is the quitting mind comes in. We have to find our new norm. You gotta create that new norm. That has to be your lifestyle. You are the master of your own mind. Create that masterpiece. Be proud of yourself at the very end of it all.
gotta change your mindset to know my whole job now is at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get the shit kicked out of me. It's important for us to stay hungry. That hunger changes your mentality. You go from being domesticated to being a savage.
Go out there and start fucking walking. Put some shoes on, start running. Go to the gym. See the elliptical trainer. It's not rocket science. A lot of folks talk about overtraining. You gotta train first before you can overtrain.
You wanna get better? Stop looking for a shortcut and go find your alarm clock. Find your discipline. And find your guts and your passion and your drive and find your will. Every day is a new day, a new week, a new shot at life. An opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. Today, I'm taking scalps. I'm putting the pressure on. I am the aggressor. I am on the attack. Because I will not stop.
Champions are focused on the goal. They don't have time to be doing stuff that's not going to help them toward the goal. So all the little stuff you're talking about, all the little social media, cut it off. Cut it off. Do what you're supposed to do. You ain't no boy no more. Get off social media. It's killing you. Get off of it. Stop Netflix. Who are you watching? Watch you. Cut that doggone football game up. It ain't doing nothing for you. They making millions. You not. More stuff comes to you when you execute, son.
So many times in life, you don't want to be doing what the fuck you're doing. You can't just fucking quit. Remember this, it's in the hobby, it's in the fucking joke, it's a fucking lifestyle. So what you say to yourself is important. There's no fucking coach, there's no trainer to keep you going, it's only you. The whole thing is this, don't say a word. Stay uncommon amongst uncommon people. You're never done. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Stay hard.
It is the process of the grind that shapes you and forms you. It's not the game. And that's why most of y'all get beat in the game or make mistakes in the game because you think grinding is what happens when the sun comes out. You think grinding is what happens when the lights come on. You think grind is what happens when people get in the stage. That's not grind. The real grind is in the dark when nobody sees you. When nobody knows what you're doing. When you studying without coach. When you putting in those extra reps. When you watching those videos and you getting inspired. When you change your music. It's the process that makes you sweet. You can't be average and be a legend. You can't be good and be a legend. You can't be great, really, and be a legend. You gotta be phenomenal. I want you to push for legend. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 100%. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You gotta execute, and you gotta go from 70 to 120.
It's not enough you made it to the NFL. Be the fucking MVP. It's not enough you ran a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough you became a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough you lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it. Stay fucking hard. Go get some.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
If you want it, you will find time in your life to do it. If you don't want it, you will continue to do exactly what you're doing now. Give me excuses. You can make up every excuse on why you can't do it, and that's why I can't connect with you. That's why you hear the passion come out of me, and you want to say it's anger? No, because I know it can be done. And you're telling me on why it can't be done. And then what you do is, he's crazy. He's in a cag. No, you don't want it bad enough. If you want it bad enough, you will figure out how to make this shit happen. People don't want to go in deep, man. All the answers are inside of you. It's a very primitive way. It's very barbarian. It's how we all think. It's how man once walked the earth. And then we get all soft. The most powerful thing we have is our fucking brain. It's our mind. And we don't use it anymore. What separates me from a lot of people is they go into a daunting task. And the task is overwhelming. You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen. I know that if you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you. That's what I realized. I was never breaking the soul of anything in front of me. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. Nothing.
Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it. And the harder it is, the better. Make it work. Let's go. You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined. And you need to learn to check yourself. And I want you to say, the reason I'm not amazing yet, because I hit the snooze button. That's why I'm not amazing right now. The reason why I'm not amazing right now is because I couldn't get up early enough because I told myself I'm not an early person. I'm not amazing because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing to be amazing.
Stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop giving yourself little watered-down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth. Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Make a decision. Yes or no. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no. Are you going to win? Yes or no. Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
What the hell are we all waiting for? Start attacking life. Waiting for the fucking stars to align. There is no perfect time to start. You gotta start now and changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. You have to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the fuck up and do it. Stay hard.
You know, sometimes you get that feeling in life that things aren't going my way. You hear people say that. Things aren't going my way right now. And you know, when I hear somebody say that, I say back to them, listen, things just don't go your way. That's not the way the world works. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen. Each Monday, go make things happen.
There's so many times in life you don't want to be doing what the fuck you're doing. You can't just fucking quit. Remember this. It's in the hobby. It's in the fucking joke. It's a fucking lifestyle. So what you say to yourself is important. There's no fucking coach. There's no trainer to keep you going. It's only you. The whole thing is this. Don't say a word. Stay uncommon amongst uncommon people. You're never done. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Stay hard.
Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do.
If people spend time waiting for when the time is going to be right. They're waiting for the pieces to fall into place. They're waiting for the planets to align. They're waiting for everything to be all set. It's not going to happen. You want to know when the time is right? The time is right now.
You cannot stop while you could be working, while you could be further along the road. You're sitting there contemplating life. You're sitting there moaning about it. You're sitting there complaining about it. You gotta work. Get your life in your hands. Like, flat out. Take responsibility.
It's time to take ownership. Take ownership of your life. Take ownership of your time. Take ownership of your day. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
Rise up and aggressively move forward down the path. Get yourself in the game. Shut down all those pathetic excuses and get after it.
You control your feelings. Don't nobody else control your feelings. So when you tell me I ain't feeling it no more, it don't got nothing to do with something external. It's something internal that you ain't pushing no more. You push you. You gotta move you every single day. If you get to a point in your day and you down and out, if you get to a point in your day and you exhausted, you get to a point in your day and you not feeling it, you can stop right there and change the mood. Nothing controls you. You control your feelings. You control your mood. Don't nobody control your mood. You saw something that threw you off? Well, see something that throw you back on.
What the hell were y'all waiting for to start attacking life? Waiting for the fucking stars to align? There is no perfect time to start. You gotta start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. You gotta do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the fuck up to do it. Stay hard.
Life is the most brutal endurance sport of all time. And that's what we have to love about it. And love the fact that life continues to attack us. There are no timeouts. You can't just go like in a sporting event when the coach doesn't like something, call a timeout. You have to be that person who's always prepared. Look inside yourself. Stop looking at me or other people out here to be the hero of your story. This is time for you right now to get to know who you are as a person. Be alone with yourself. Knowing one thing in life, we are all very fragile in this world. We have to know that when we die with some meaning and some purpose in this world.
My glory doesn't happen in front of a crowd. It doesn't happen in a stadium or on a stage. There are no medals handed out. It happens in the darkness of the early morning, in solitude, where I try, and I try, and I try again, with everything I have to be the best that I can possibly be, better than I was yesterday. Better than people thought I could be. Better than I thought I could be. Then claim one victory that no one can ever take away from me, ever. A victory that is earned every single day. A victory of determination and will and discipline. A victory achieved because I will not stop.
When you become a savage, it's in isolation. When you're training for a big MMA fight or just a boxing match, you don't stay outside of isolation. You go in isolation. And that's when your mind changes. That's when your focus changes. Your dedication changes. Don't use this time to fuck up your mind. Use it to gain strength, gain focus. Isolation is the key to strengthening your mind. Come on,
savage. Some of y'all so caught up on the game that you don't get it. It is in practicing. It is in eating right. It is in making good decisions that you look a certain way. It is how you practice. It is what you do that makes you look like you look. It is the process of the grind that shapes you and forms you. It's not the game. And that's why most of y'all get beat in the game or make mistakes in the game, because you think grinding is what happens when the sun comes out. You think grinding is what happens when the lights come on. You think grinding is what happens when people get in the stage. That's not grind. The real grind is in the dark when nobody sees you, when nobody knows what you're doing. When you studying without coach, when you putting in those extra reps, when you watching those videos and you getting inspired, when you change your music, it's the process that makes you sweet. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. If you wanted to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you wanted to happen, rise and grind.
It's a hard journey. It's a real journey. It's a journey that's going to take you way outside of being comfortable. You got to go into that fucking hellhole of life that you have that fucked you up and fix it.
You got the little voices in your head. And you know what they're saying? They're saying it's okay. You've done enough. Take a little rest. It's fine.
You can take the day off. You don't need to go hard.
That's what those little voices are saying.
But you've got another voice in your head. It's asking you a question. It's asking you, what could you be? What could you be? What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? What could you be? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. Make the decision. Yes or no. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no. Are you going to win? Yes or no. Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. Somebody gave you a guarantee, 30-day guarantee. In 30 days, if you don't make what they told you was gonna make, you got an attitude, you want your money back. But you've never demanded your money back from yourself. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down.
You keep saying you ain't on the next level because of the economy. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because it ain't the season. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because the opportunity ain't there. The truth of the matter is that you ain't there because you ain't there.
Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down.
And there's some of you, you know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level. You're like, I'm getting up every day. I'm putting in 2.5. I'm putting in 3, and I'm not getting the opportunity. The opportunity might require getting up and working out 3.5. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. It might require you moving to another city. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else.
That's the problem with some of you. You always want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you, no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more alcohol, no more, no, we're working out now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
So we live in a world that we want to be as comfortable as we can. And we wonder why we have no growth. We wonder why when the smallest thing in our life gets difficult, we wonder why we cower and we run away. Because we are kind of living our whole life is set up that way. Our whole life is set up in the path of least resistance. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to feel discomfort. So the whole time, we're living our lives in a very comfortable area. There's no growth in that. You will never learn from people if we always tap dance around the truth.
Stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop giving yourself little watered-down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back?
You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got unless you get up and start getting after it.
There are no excuses. You cannot choose success. You gotta work for it. You gotta breathe it. You gotta sleep it. You gotta eat it. You gotta put forth 120%. I didn't get here making excuses. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've gotta wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm gonna rise. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim.